TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Now I am recording. The guy who is recording is me, and I am he, and we are one.
Are you the coordinator?
That's right. I will record the sounds coming out of my mouth, and I will erase them immediately. So that no one has to hear this drivel.
You are a true humanitarian, in the same way that my mother is vegetarian.
Me's going to do something. Ah, fuck, I don't know what the fuck Jar Jar Binks says. Misa do shit.
Yous are people going to die.
I was born in the darkness. You merely adopted it. Look at my dick.
There it is.
Look, I am your father.
Wait, I have the worst one.
Ice to see you.
He said that.
This is a real Sophie's choice. That's what she said. That's what Meryl Streep said, right? She turned the camera.
Yep.
Right after the Nazi said, you got to pick one.
Yep.
Really? Is that what Sophie's Choice is about?
Oh, yeah. Did you not know that?
Oh.
You know, for some reason, I thought it was
spoilers.
More modern.
No, it's about a woman who was being, you know, marched off to the Nazi camps, and she had two kids, and then she tried to get out of it, and then the Nazi soldier said, you need to pick one of your kids right now that's going to stay and one's not. Like, one dies and one lives. You need to pick right now, or I'm going to kill both of them.
Fuck. That's terrible.
Otherwise known as the feel-good movie of the summer.
So wait, what is the rest of the movie about? Or is that the ending, or is that the beginning, or is that the middle, or?
That's the end where you find out why she is fucked up.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like her life after that. And then.
Exactly. And then they flash back to that at the end.
Oof.
Right? Andy, am I wrong?
Has it been 20 plus years since I've seen Sophie's Choice?
That's 20 plus years sooner than I've seen it.
Oh.
I've seen that scene, and I remember it being at the end of the movie.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
You?
I mean, I know what Sophie's Choice is. That stuck with me.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well. This week, I talk about giving up soda and fast food. Andy has some problems with an inner ear thing. Noah and I go to a wacky game night, and Andy is the funniest guy at his work. Yikes. When you hear this noise, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
It's the Tan Show, starring us. We're Tan. It's the Tan Show, when we don't have any guests.
Brack.
When we do have guests, their podcast fails and they never come back.
Aww. Nanu.
Not really.
But, like, kind of, because, Van.
Yeah.
Had a podcast. It failed. He won't come back on the show. Jeff was going to start a podcast. He failed before it started because he never started it, and he has yet to be back. Robin was going to start a podcast. Haven't heard from her in a while.
We are Tank a podcast cast. Vampire.
Fucking up other podcasts since, I don't know.
Oh, shit. Jerry and Chris came on the show during Drinking Buddies. Now that podcast is no more.
But they said they wanted to restart it, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I haven't heard from them since. Maybe they got busy and realized they didn't really want to hitch their train to our, hitch their wagon to our, not so much train, turd with wheels.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even so much one of those hand carts where, like, you pump it really fast and don't go very far.
No? All right. I did what I could. Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Motherfuckers.
Fatherfuckers.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy.
I don't fuck fathers.
The A in TanCast. I fuck one father occasionally.
I'm Noah, the A in TanCast. And, you know, if nothing good on television, I'll fuck a father.
What if it's something good on television? Nah, I got nothing.
So, Andy, I don't know if you know this about Tim. He would probably not pay $50 to sleep with Anne Hathaway.
He would not pay $50 to sleep with Anne Hathaway.
Like that the Anne Hathaway.
Yes, yes. I didn't assume that it was going to be like...
Not just some random girl named Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I didn't assume Dick Genie rules necessarily applied to this hypothetical. Because that makes all hypotheticals less interesting because it's, well, Dick Genie is going to win out because that's what Dick Genie do. sorry, I just had a flash of Dick Genie would have been a very, very, very different sitcom.
Dick Genie?
No, no, just...
I think that's on the Spice Channel.
Probably. Kind of like MILFbusters, which I discovered is a thing.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Now, is it because Tim is considering, like, the implications that it has on his marriage, or just, you know, $50 is $50?
Oh, no, $50 is $50.
Yeah. I mean, this presupposes world where... I'm not married.
So, in a world where Danelle, God rest her soul, has passed away, and...
Where Danelle has decided that she can do better. It's tossed me overboard like so much dead weight. And for some reason, Anne Hathaway's finances are such that she needs $50 for banging some random overweight comedian.
Right fucking now.
It was like, I would question why she would be need $50 that bad.
To make you holler. Like, she gets paid to do the wild thing.
I'm like, Anne, come on. Those Dark Knight Rises checks couldn't have dried up yet, could they?
Maybe the ATM network is down and she really needs an Uber. See, baby, I knew if we workshopped this.
Baby, I got a minivan. I'll take you where you need to go.
Between the three of us, we watch enough sci-fi. We can come up with some sort of, I can't say compelling, but plausible. No, not even that. We can come up with a reason. There. I'll make no judgment calls about that reason. So Anne Hathaway wants to fuck Tim, but also wants $50. Is this like a you wouldn't want to pay for it because you know she's just doing it for the money kind of thing?
Nope.
This is like, she wants to do it, and it's going to cut, like you need the $50 to, like, pay for a room to do it in, or something.
No, all right, so, Tim.
Like, now, she's into it.
Would you pay for, like, a $50 dinner?
With Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, and that, at the end, you would get sex.
No, no.
Really?
No. Just like, you know, I wouldn't pay, like, you know, they have those things where you could meet this celebrity if you pay this much money. No, fuck you.
No, no, but it's not you get to meet her, you get to have sex with her.
No.
It's a done deal, dude. She's texting you nude selfies, like a little bit of butt crack. It's classy stuff.
I'm not doing it.
It's awesome.
I need those $50, man.
But it's Anne Hathaway. She's at the top of your list.
So?
Anne Hathaway's not even my top 10, and I'd do it. Again, in a world where my wife, God rest her soul, has passed
on,
and an appropriate amount of mourning time has elapsed. Of course, in that world, Anne Hathaway is significantly older. I'd still do it. Not even for the story. Dude, that sets you up for, like, every cocktail party ever after that. You could probably do 15 minutes, like a solid 15-minute set, just on how, like, banging Anne Hathaway for $50 came about. Nope. Because there has to be a story there.
Nah.
No?
How about the story about how I had a chance to bang Hathaway for $50 and I turned it down? Also, I could get 15 minutes out of that.
But then you don't get to have sex with Anne Hathaway.
I don't need to have sex with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of
things. But that turns into 15 minutes of because I am a moron, and that gets old.
I guess I don't need a lot of I don't need a lot of things, and that's why I don't pay $50 for a lot of things.
All right.
There's a lot of things out there right now that cost $50. I'm not buying any of them.
Okay.
In case you're wondering, this started from what was it? Never Have I Ever. We did a game night last night, and one of them was paid for sex, and somehow the thing came up like, would you ever go to a prostitute? I'm like, no. I'm like, well, wait. I mean, it would have to be a bargain basement prostitute, like. Like super, just like super cheap, but not like what he said. Like it was $50 for 15 minutes. I was like, oh hell no, it was $15 for 50 minutes, maybe. But she'd have to be super hot. She couldn't match the price I'm paying for it. And that's when he's like, what if it was Anne Hathaway? And she wanted $50, and I was like, no. Well, first of all, what if it looked like Anne Hathaway? And then he's like, fuck it. What if it was Anne Hathaway? And then finally he was like, what do I got to do to get you your $50 today? I'm going to go talk to the manager. We're going to throw in Lindsay Lohan for free. She'll grab a ball or something.
We'll hose her off before she comes in. Oh, Lindsay.
What about you, Andy? You're on the side of you just pay the $50 for the person, whoever, I don't remember who's at the top of your list.
Oh, well, it changes.
I remember ScarJo was on there, Natalie Portman, the chick from The Mummy, some random chick that I didn't remember. I'm trying to remember your five from when we did this. I know those three were on there.
It's probably changed since then.
Oh, and Matt Damon.
Yes. Matt Damon hasn't changed. Matt Damon is still number five on my freebie list. Because it's never going to happen, and it's funnier if Matt Damon's on it.
It may happen, Andy. Oh, it may.
Well, then my butthole is prepared.
Is it, Andy? Have you looked at it in a mirror?
No. I've been having some problem poops lately. Like
problem poops. The last John Ritter movie that they didn't release.
Yeah. When I came back from California, did I tell you guys that I fucked up and accidentally wound up on Hawaii time instead of getting back to Eastern time?
How? What?
So we took
you fuck that up?
We took a red eye coming back, and I figured, oh, I'll be exhausted. It'll be super easy to get back. It'll be, you know, that one sucky day when we come back on New Year's Eve, and then I'll be right back on Eastern time. I like passed out on the couch and slept for hours and was up until like 3 or 4 a.m. on New Year's Eve. Like, could not fall asleep. And then, like, the next day, I think I slept in until, like, 1 in the afternoon or 2 or something like that. And I did the math, and, yeah, I'd gone the other direction because that nap had fucked me on the day that I got back. So it took me, like, a week to claw myself back to feeling human. And I had, like, 2 days before I had to get up at the ass crack of dawn to get Drew to school. Because he had that first Monday as, like, an in-service or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
unfortunate.
Apparently, all the bad sleep lowered my immune system, and I got a sinus infection, which turned into an ear infection, which turned into a random day in the car last week, not this past week that we just finished, the one prior, of, like, suddenly, like, the world is spiraling out of control. Like, am I dying? Am I about to pass out? What could be causing this? I'm in a shitload of traffic right now going 50 plus. Like, it is wall-to-wall cars, and we're just all sort of like, fuck it, let's just all go the same speed. We're not fucking stopping. I'm like, I'm going to be that guy that you see on the news that wrecked and wiped out, like, 15 families. So, like, then it passed, and I went to the doctor, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got an inner ear thing going on. So they put me on medicine for that, so, like, I don't know if it's the steroids for that or what's going on, but it's like, if I eat too much fiber, it's like a push broom went through me. And if I don't eat quite enough fiber, I'm in there for like 30 minutes just straining.
Oof.
Yeah.
Don't push it, buddy.
No. Well, no. I don't mean, yeah. like I'm not going to blow out the O-ring or anything, but it's like, I feel like things open, but then like nothing comes out. So I'm like, I feel like I'm dragging a caboose here. Like, I think if I reached back there to wipe, I would be wiping inside myself.
Delicious.
So, sorry, Matt Damon. The the club's closed for a little while. How are you guys? How are you pooping?
Like a boss.
Nice.
Clogging that toilet every time.
Ooh.
Might want to get a plumber out here, because I don't think that's normal.
No. Do you use baby wipes? Get that nice, fresh, clean ass?
Nope.
Okay, well, I was going to say, if you do, make sure they say flushable, because if not, you are causing plumbing problems.
Even if they were flushable, I'm certain they would clog the toilet.
One of those.
Too much mass.
Yeah.
Wait, before Noah said before we started that he had a tan laugh. Let's not get too far away from that.
Oh, yes,
we do it.
Okay, sorry. Clot back from poop.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Should all your good jokes be forgotten and need a funny line? Then turn up this podcast, my friends, cause it is Tan Laugh time.
I do. I've had it for a while. I've been meaning to read it, and I saw it on Facebook. It made me laugh. And it's a picture of Werner Herzog. It says, Werner Herzog as Laffy Taffy joke writer. Why does a cow say moo?
Why?
So that he might, for a brief moment, escape the unbearable scream that is silence.
Wow.
That made me laugh.
Was that it?
Yeah, it was a joke. That was it.
I thought there was going to be more Werner Herzog.
No, I was hoping there was more, but no, that was it. I was like, fuck, this is kind of genius.
I'm going to do two that have been sitting on our Facebook page for a while.
Do it.
Actually, no. One was 21 hours ago, so not that long. But then one was super long ago. Anyway, this one's from Chelsea, and it's a random tan laugh thanks to Crash Course Kids on YouTube. What's the difference between weather and climate?
I know the actual answer, but I feel like my science knowledge is failing me on the humor front.
You can't weather a tree, but you can climb it.
Goddamn.
Zing-a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Zing-a-ling-a-ding-dong. And this one is from, this is back in August of 2015, and it's from Chantel. Taco Bell doesn't have a playground because it's hard to have fun when you might shit your pants.
That is truth right there. That is truth.
Yes, it is.
True words have never been spoken.
All right. Andy, you got a joke while
we're can I do one that is super duper racist?
Oh, please. Can before you do, Noah, where did that joke come from?
Facebook. I think it was random.
Oh, so it wasn't like a particular person on Facebook?
Looks like Scottie Pippen, not somebody I know. I think someone reposted it.
Scottie Pippen, the basketball player?
No.
Oh. I'm like, really? He's posting memes? Hey, everybody. Jordan's making millions. I'm posting memes. So I'll just say that joke came from Facebook.
I think it came from Werner Herzog.
All right. I like it.
All right. Thank you,
Werner. That's what I'll write.
All right. I'm going to do this one came to us back in December from Jonathan. It is Chinese sick leave. And it is done in a, like, it's written for the lacist character. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with it.
Oh, Suey Park is going to be on our ass.
Mrs. Go Right Ree. Okay, here we are. Ho Chow, it's called Chinese Sick Leave, if I didn't say that out loud already.
You did?
Ho Chow calls into work and say... Ho Chow calls into work and say, "Hey, I don't come work today. I really sick. Got headache, stomach ache, and legs hurt. I don't come work." The boss says, "You know something, Ho Chow? I really need you today. When I feel sick like you do, I go to my wife and ask her for sex. That makes everything better, and I go to work. You try that." 2 hours later, Ho Chow calls and says, "I do what you say. I feel great. I'll be at work soon. You got a really nice house."
I feel like we've done that one.
Probably.
Really?
It's just a racist variant on essentially a fairly non-racist joke. Like, your employee fucked your wife because you told him to come into work.
That'll learn him.
But this is Sandcast, so I'm going to go ahead and do it racist.
Racist. Show me racist. Ding. Number one answer.
Chiseling away the hole in my soul. we watched an SNL sketch earlier today that was from 2 years ago, maybe? I think 2 years ago. Whenever Seth Meyers' last episode was, it was that. It's just been sitting on our DVR taking up space. And it's the three black actors on SNL at the time doing a sketch where they're like high school kids and they're rapping to people about Black History Month and giving you 28 great reasons to hug a black guy. They're like, 1, we deserve a chance. 2 through 28, slavery. Like, oh, it's true.
Girl, you know it's true.
Ooh, 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 I used to own you. Too much? Not enough? I can never tell anymore.
Yes, both those things.
Oof. So in addition to the stuff that they gave me that's the trying to get the inner ear thing taken care of, they also gave me something for the symptom. So to not make me feel dizzy and like I've got vertigo, they gave me a pill that instead makes me feel drowsy and foggy. Like, I've gotten to the point in the last couple of days where I'm like, I think I'm going to go back to dizzy, because fuck all this.
Fuck it in its butt.
Yes.
What in the butt? What in the butt? You want to put
Matt
it in
Damon,
my butt? Put
in the butt. That's the answer. That's the answer he's been looking for this entire time. Quick, somebody call him and tell him it's Matt Damon.
All right, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? I love to do things in the sheets.
Nailed it.
Okay.
My week was good.
My week.
I got to, everybody got to leave work early yesterday because we had the ass end, not even the ass end, like the dingleberries hanging off of the ass end of the big ass blizzard that's hitting like New York and Baltimore and DC and Philadelphia and all that.
We'll pretend I was paying attention to the world events on the East Coast.
Okay. Record-setting blizzard, nation's capital, but whatever. That whole blizzard system went ahead and just drug its sweaty balls right across the South. So my brother in Chattanooga, like a month and a half after, no, not even that, like a month, almost to the day after moving in, they actually got their first real snow. We got just enough to send everybody to the local grocery stores to buy milk, eggs, and bread. Three things that will go bad the fastest if your refrigerator fails because your power's out.
Okay. Well,
good job, Atlanta. You do this every fucking time. See, I went to get some stuff that would last a little bit. Also, I just went because I figured roads might be a little bit fucked up on Saturday morning, so why not go ahead and take care of shit on Friday? But if people were like just racing by with like carts full of bread, I'm like, do you buy that much bread on a normal week? Like, are you just the sandwich family? Like, yeah, fuck pillows. We just sleep on whole loaves of bread and then toss them at the end of the week.
Because who doesn't?
So I spent an hour out in the snow this morning as it was still snowing and well below freezing and blowing directly at us with my son so he could play. It was good times.
You're
good,
not much
Papa. Accumulation. A little tough to make a quality snowball with, but we'll take what we can get. We live in the South. It means I don't have to shovel my fucking driveway. Sue anyone else?
Oh, no. Did you have something?
No, go ahead.
I didn't mention this last time, but I have a sort of New Year's resolution that I'm doing this year, which is for the first 21 days of every month,
not fucking no soda. Halfway for $50?
Yes. No soda, no fast food.
Oh, a twofer.
Yes. And so how the fuck was my week? Awesome, because day 22 hit.
Did you just get like a Taco Bell enema while you ate other stuff? Like, put some McDonald's in the front and some Taco Bell in the trunk and then just tap Pepsi right into my veins.
No, but I did. Like, the first thing that I did in the morning was hit McDonald's on the way to work. And I was like, oh, I am loving it. And then had a soda with lunch and then pizza for dinner. And then got one last soda as I was driving Noah home from game night.
Wow.
What do you have a go-to item at McDonald's, Tim?
For breakfast, it is the bacon egg biscuit with the hash browns. And then instead of getting some pansy-ass orange juice or coffee, you can get yourself any size Coke for the same price. Then if I'm there for, you know, lunch or dinner, why does my fly keep coming down?
Because your dick
is
wants
not
out.
Part of the, that is not part of the same sentence. Whenever I'm there for lunch or dinner, why does my fly keep coming down?
Because I love McDonald's so much, my dick wants some.
I'm ready to make the special sauce.
It wants some McNuggets. Honey mustard. With honey mustard.
Big Mac.
Oh, I love the Big Mac.
I usually go Big Mac and McChicken. That's my 1-2. I like when I didn't used to eat fries. Mostly because the McChicken sandwich is like 99 cents. Like, look, we're practically giving it away. Take the chicken sandwich. We'll say it was stolen. That was a Jay Leno joke.
I think it may be all McDonald's. Maybe it's just like the ones near me. But they used to have, with their whole smoothie thing, a blueberry pomegranate smoothie that was delicious. And then they took it off all the menus just to fuck me over. I mean, probably
I do
for
not go
reasons,
to McDonald's
but...
for smoothies, and I am not about to start.
It's quite tasty. It's got some fiber in there.
I go to McDonald's to make bad life choices.
Oh. Well, everyone does that, Tim. I just like to follow those bad life choices with some fiber. And sugar, to be frank. Lots and lots
of yesterday
fructose.
I had McDonald's in the morning, pizza at night, and then for lunch, like at my work, they had like a barbecue of like an Armadillo Willie's or something like that. Like that was catered for some other group, and there was enough of it left over that almost everybody got to have some. Or pretty much, and no, everybody who wanted some got to have some. And so, like, I had, you know, fast food for three different things, but my actual lunch I had gotten was a Caesar salad. Because I'm like, I know I'm going to make poor choices for breakfast and lunch. I'll have a salad for lunch. And then eventually I was like, I might as well eat the salad. I got it. And I opened it up, and I took one bite, and it tasted like an eraser or, like, car tires or something. Like, I was like, bleh. How is the salad the only thing that's disgusting? Well, goodbye. More ribs? Of course I will.
Are you sure you didn't just, like, cross the junk food event horizon and it's like now your body is rejecting salad? Because I lived in that black hole for a while.
So I've been posting constantly over the last 21 days about how much not eating fast food or drinking soda sucks. Like, I'm like, it's been a week and I'm still fat. Why am I doing this? Anyway, so I was like, so I posted a picture of me holding the McDonald's cup going, yay, it's day 22. And someone goes, tell me your body at least is reacting like it's rejecting it, or you know, your body's reacting negatively. I'm like, no, my body is reacting like the Ewoks at the end of Return of the Jedi. Hashtag yubnub.
I had a critical deficiency in vitamin M.
From McDonald's?
Yeah.
They have the best soda. I read online there's something specific about the way they carbonate their water that makes it taste better.
It's that little bit of jizz, so you know there's love in it.
Da-da-da-da-da, there's love in it.
You know, I really love, I know it's like apparently probably just a marketing gimmick to sell more sugar water, but those Coke Freestyle machines where it's like, oh, yes, I do absolutely want cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper, a thing that does not exist out in the real world. Put that in my face. Cherry Dr. Pepper is good. Cherry vanilla Dr. Pepper, old boner.
I can take or leave those things. I'm like,
I'm a fan as well, Andy. I love those fucking soda machines where I get to mix up my own flavors. Oh, Tim.
Oh, Noah. I hate those, by the way. I just want to fucking press Coke and go.
Did I tell you the Metreon now has those machines?
No.
And they just, so you can just get free refills.
What?
The Metreon in San Francisco has
sorry,
those.
I don't mean
those...
what. I don't mean what. I didn't hear you. I mean what?
Yeah, yeah.
Free
exactly.
refills.
Yeah, like the machines aren't behind the counter anymore. They just give you a cup and you just go and fill up whatever the fuck you want.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't think it even matters what size you buy anymore.
Yeah, no, we've got several movie theaters like that around me.
Hmm.
We've got one that we refer to as Church that also, like, every popcorn size just comes with refills. Like, they don't care. You just bring the popcorn thing back and they will put more popcorn in it. So it's really, like, their popcorn sizes is how much popcorn do you want to cart into the theater with you right now? If you're willing to get up
really
and leave,
like,
we are willing to give you more popcorn.
I'm sure the cost is negligible. Like, they charge you a lot more for the other size, or a little bit more, but it's, like, really negligible. Like, after they get you the first size, you're, like, you're already overpaying by whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, on a per weight, not per volume, but a per weight, movie theater popcorn costs more than, like, filet mignon. So, yes, they get well.
Filet mignon Fogarty?
Yes. No, don't filet mignon Fogarty. I actually used her advice. I was writing an email at work, and I came across a turn of phrase where I was like, I'm not sure where the comma goes in this. And boom, Grammar Girl had my back.
Did you ask her?
No, I just went to the website. Like, she had read my mind years ago. She's like, Andy will need this someday. And one of her quick and dirty tips is right there. It was so dirty. So quick.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So speaking of work, I'm going to tell this story before I forget, because it's a little bit about how my week went. So Adam,
Madam,
acquaintance
my
of
name
the show.
Is Adam.
Yes, I wouldn't call him friend of the show, but acquaintance of the show. He's aware the show exists and has been present for the show's creation. So Adam
Lucky
was getting
bastard.
Super frustrated about it. I was standing around chit-chatting with a bunch of other employees like near his desk. There was something like his computer had like hung up or something like that. I'm like, punch it in the face. And the guy standing next to me, son, kind of looks at me a little bit crazy. I'm like, yeah, I guess that's my answer to everything. I stand there for a second. I'm like, I got to make this joke worse. Does that make me a bad father? Dude goes, no, man, you're okay. I turn to him. I go, thanks, son. And then realize, that's also his name.
Okay. When you said the guy who works next to me, son, I thought the guy who works next to you had brought his son to work. I was like, that's a weird detail to just shoe into the story right now.
Nope. I had to drop his name in there because, yeah. It was like, there was one of those little moments where I was like, and everybody, as the realization dawned on everyone, they just all start cracking up. I'm like, work humor has a lower, like, level. Like, there's a bar that's set lower for this stuff. But I'm still not ever going to do any better than this. I just need to, like, wallow in this glory. Like, this is the best it's going to get for me.
Is this as good as it gets?
Yes. That was indeed as good as it gets.
Do you have something in your mouth,
now,
Tim?
Frankly. What?
Does Tim have something in his mouth?
No.
Oh, you were talking kind of lispy before.
I was?
Anne Hathaway's visiting. He's got to talk around all that coos.
Who calls it coos?
somebody who's going to say it exactly like I just said it.
And does anyone, like, I was disgusted with, I'm like, does anyone really call it beaver anymore? And where does beaver come from?
Like a beaver pelt?
Well,
it's a furry animal, same as calling it, well, pussy, but cunny, which I think is after coney, a type of, or another word for rabbit.
Andy, you need to start, like, where the fuck did this sex slang turn come from podcast? Well, you see, it's rooted in...
It's small furry animal, that's all it is. Beaver, pussy, cunny, all the same.
Well, there you go.
Yep. And actually, now that I've said that, I realize that Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York refers to a woman's triangle of love as a cunny at one point.
As he would. Oh, fuck. He was. Daniel Day-Lewis is one of my favorite actors.
Like, I don't really. I don't know that I would recognize him on the street because he seems to change in every fucking role. Like, he just looks different. I'm like, are you skinning other humans and wearing their faces for this role?
I just love it. He's just like, no, I'm not going to just sell myself out to any movie. Like, I'm just going to go back to carpeting.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, I'll fucking act in a movie.
That's a guy who he knows what he wants in life, and he's just going to do it. Good on him. Well, and he's also very fucking good at it, so doubly good on him. Whoa. I think I just got the 1-2 combo of vertigo plus fogginess, because it seemed like my computer was just, like, disappearing into a void in front of me, like, just tipping away. And it took me a moment to realize.
You're about
to enter. No, it's right there.
A dimension of drug-addled minds. You're about to enter the narcotic zone.
It's not even narcotic. It's just, like, some... I mean, it's not Dramamine, but it's, like, some... It's something that's, like, for motion sickness. But, like, it reduces... issues from vertigo. Although I was happily able to shower and, like, close my eyes to get the shampoo off the stubble on my head without tipping towards the wall immediately. Because one day I opened my eyes inches from the wall and barely got my hands in front of me before I either busted my face on the tile or, more likely, knowing my fucking house, busted the tile with my face.
Don't do that.
No.
That would have been bad.
Yes. Either way, expensive. So, any other... good times?
Me and Tim played game night last night, and it was fun. We played this game called, what's it called again, Tim?
Never Would I Ever?
Yes, Never Would I Ever. That, I would say, is a pretty fun game, although I feel like there are some questions in there that, so basically, if you're guilty of something, Andy, you get to keep the card, and you want to collect cards to win. But I feel like there's some in there that no one's ever going to meet.
There are back up a step. There are cards on it with shit that you probably don't want to admit that you've done.
Yes, sorry.
And then, mm-hmm. Then if you are guilty of one of these cards at some point, you get to keep it face up. And then once you get 10, you're the winner.
and somebody.
So it's kind of like a card version of the drinking game Never Have I Ever.
Sure.
Yeah. And
where
there's
you say
no
things,
drinking
and if other people have done them, they have to take a drink.
And someone, I'm not going to say who, had to, well, we've all done it, but someone had to admit in front of us that they had bent over in front of a mirror and checked out their own asshole. And it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that would have been my card. So I did not give a shit. I would have admitted that, taken the card, and whistled while doing it.
Well, this particular gameplay was you have a bunch of cards in your hand, like Go Fish or whatever, and you had to pass one to your right. The person to your right puts it on their forehead, and then everybody votes yes or no, and then the person finally reveals whether it's yes or no, and then either keeps the card or discards it. And so one person put it on his or her head, and I looked up and I saw it. I was like... And people were like, yes, no, maybe, I don't know. And I looked up, I wasn't paying attention. I looked up, I said, oh, yes, everyone here has done it. We all have done it. There's no way you haven't done it. And then he or she took it down and laughed a lot and felt super embarrassed. Someone also had to admit to having taken it up the butt.
Tim was very focused on that one.
I'm not focused.
Focused.
That's just some real shit. Some of them, like, well, like, you know, I had to admit, like, have you ever worn handcuffs? I was like, yeah, I had some Danger Mouse handcuffs when I was a little kid, and I put them on. I mean, this isn't that crazy. So it's like, some of them, like, oh, you can get out of this on a technicality. There's no, well, technically I took it up the ass.
Yeah, there are some that you could take many different ways. That one was just like, nope. I mean, people tended to go towards the dirty version of like whatever it was, but you could look at it and be like, well, that doesn't have to be dirty.
Were you going to say something else about that now?
I would say it's a fun game. You should play with your friends.
Fucking, I got stressed out. There was one where like everybody had to pass you one face down, and then you had to go through and like it had to be true about the person. And then you as the person had to read them off and then give them to whoever you thought did it. And I was like, I don't know. I don't know which one of you did this, and I don't want to insult somebody who didn't do this by saying you probably did this.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's like, just say Noah for all of them. And I thought about it, but then Noah was out like second question in. I was like, well, I can't keep saying Noah. You didn't give me more than one card. And then Jeff had to do the same thing right after me and fucking nailed it, every single one of them.
Yeah, I don't think he got one wrong, right?
Nope. It was down to, he had two cards left, and the first one was, you've either fantasized or wanted to or you have had sex with somebody in this room. And it was two people who were married to other people in the room, so clearly one of them put that card in. So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to ship that one to last, and he moved to the next one, and he realized, oh, that's totally my wife. So he handed that one to Miranda and the other one to the other wife. And I was like, that's 100%, son.
Well done, Jeff.
All right, my son has just put on Try Again by Aaliyah at full volume across the hall in his bedroom.
Nifty.
Wait, what? Like, he has his own, like, radio or something?
Yeah, he has an iPod.
And he just puts on some tunes?
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it.
In fairness, that one comes on because I think it's alphabetically by artist.
She's got all those A's. Top spot.
Why does Aaliyah have that top spot? Oh, alphabetical wires, right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess why is Aaliyah on there is guess what I was going to ask.
I don't know what happened, so I don't have the context. All right.
I love that answer would have done just fine for Noah.
Oh, sorry. Well, my wife came in to tell me that our son is not minding her very well.
Well, tell her to punch him in the face. No? Okay.
Andy, stop answering everything.
I know.
If only it worked. Just have to go downtown and answer questions. So many questions.
Oh, so many questions. His tooth was loose before me.
Anybody watch any movies?
I did.
Tell us about them, Andy.
Media, oh, media, oh, we review media. It's media on Tancast, baby.
So Caitlin bought a copy of, and we watched The Martian for the first time. And it was quite good. She was like, we get to the end, she's like, okay, if that thing's going to win Golden Globe as a comedy, there better be a fucking gag reel on that DVD. And there was.
Damn, I was muted. I laughed.
There was. It was. Eh. It was more of just like, oh, a couple of outtakes where, like, you know, somebody flubbed a line. There were a couple, though, where, like, the whole thing, like, there should not have been any fucking outtakes of Matt Damon talking to the crew. Or, like, just people, like, awkwardly standing around while somebody, like, sets up a scene at the end. They should have just gone for all of the Kristen Wiig and Jeff Daniels outtakes. Like, that was all they needed.
Oh, did they have a lot of zany outtakes?
They did.
I mean, Kristen Wiig tends to be funny, and Jeff Daniels can be funny.
Well, and there was one where she set it up with, like, just, it was horrible, and he went with it. I'm not sure if I want to spoil. Oh, fucking, I'm spoiling a gag reel. It's a fairly low-level spoiler. She said something about, like, okay, I understood. I think it must have been a line from the movie that she altered, but it was, okay, I understood everything except felching. And they bleeped it out, but you could see her mouth. And so Jeff Daniels goes, well, that is where one, with or without the use of a straw, sucks cum out of the pussy or asshole of one's lover. Just straight into it. Like, he's just going to explain felching. Like, that's what the script called for. It's like... That is range.
Ooh, who's zippity dipping?
Oh, me.
What are you zipping up, you fool?
A baggy waggy.
Not a baggy waggy.
Is it a weedy weedy?
why would you put a zip? Why would you put it in a bag with a zipper?
Oh, Ziploc keeps the shit fresh.
That's not how Ziploc works.
Keeps the stank in.
Put some stank on it.
Oh, no, I remember how when we went to go to your house last night, there was that construction on the freeway. We had to take the alternate route.
Yeah.
Guess what was happening on the way back?
Construction? Also you had to take alternate route?
Nope. You just had to go, like, you didn't...
Construction, it fuck was, your mouth?
Construction just, like, slowed everybody down as soon as you got on the freeway. So now you have no more options, and we're only going 1 mile an hour.
Oh.
I was like, that it's like you read my mind. How fast do I want to travel at 2:30 at night? 1 mile an hour. I don't want to get home soon. Fuck sleep.
Yeah.
How do you feel today, buddy?
Tired as shit. Mm.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we did not have a good day of you driving me around.
yeah, I mean, you know, we've had better. But, you know, at least I didn't have to get up at the ungodly hour of 9 a.m. like some people. Whew.
That was rough, Tim. Let me tell you, buddy.
When we were leaving last night, and I was like, "Yeah, I gotta get up at 9," and everybody else in the room is a parent. It's like, "Shut the fuck up."
Fuck you forever and ever. Amen.
It was tough, guys. It was tough, but you know, I manned up. I did it.
All right. Well, good on you.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. Oh, I saw another movie.
Oh, tell us, Andy. Tell us.
I don't know if it's a mild spoiler, because, like, he was not in fucking any of the promotion for this film.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
But it was another Matt Damon movie. In fact, it was another Matt Damon stuck
Damon.
On a planet by himself movie. But Matt Damon in Interstellar handled it a lot different than Matt Damon did in Martian.
Ah, I haven't seen that movie yet.
Yeah, I would say that's a spoiler.
Andy is an asshole. But in fairness, the movie's been out a while. And if I wanted to see it without spoilers, I could have, but I didn't because I have other priorities.
Just the fact that he doesn't handle it with the same good humor as in The Martian, no, is not a spoiler.
The fact that he's in the movie is a spoiler.
Well, yeah, I guess they tried to, like, keep it quiet, but, like, he's front and center on the IMDb if you look it up.
I didn't look it up on IMDb.
I'm also pretty sure that before you even hit play, he's listed in the cast and crew.
Fucking Andy, it's a spoiler.
Okay, fine.
Just deal with yourself.
Mild spoiler, Matt Damon appears.
It's too late. You can't say spoiler after you said it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Matt Damon appears, spoiler. Better?
No. You did exactly what I said you can't do.
No, but I can. Look, I did it.
You can't do that and expect not to be called a dickhead.
Okay, well.
Hey, Andy, you're a dickhead.
I always expect to be called a dickhead because I am always a dickhead. Oh, and I watched another thing. Well, I finished it.
You finished it or you finished on it?
Yeah. It's called Childhood's Ed. Stuck in English. Childhood's End. And it was a miniseries done by Sci-Fi. But, like, not the shitty, like, Syfy. Apparently Sci-Fi, like, realized, hey, there's only so long that we can do, like, shitty fucking Sharknado remakes before people just decide that our brand's in the dumper. Apparently Discovery is going through kind of a similar soul-searching where they're like, we should go back to making documentaries and not just shit about, like, dance moms who eat fucking sheep eyes while naked and hunting for gold in the Yukon. But yeah, so Sci-Fi is like actually getting back into sci-fi. I guess it's like been in development hell to be made into a movie for fucking decades. And it was Arthur C. Clarke's like first, I don't know if it was his first novel or if his first published novel, but like it's the one that put him on the map for more than just short stories. And it's all about aliens show up at Earth and tell people it's time for it's time for humanity to grow up. We're here to help oversee that process. No, like, hey, do you guys want any help? Just like, we're here. This is it. Like, the next stage of humanity starts now. So it's sort of apocalyptic because no matter what, like, you know, first contact with a vastly superior alien race is essentially like the end of history. Like, that's everything in human culture that has existed up until then is now like drastically shaken up. And it does a really good job of kind of dealing with a lot of themes. Like, there's some religious people and it's like, how do you deal with being religious when this other like group shows up? And there's some deeper like religious stuff in there, but to like really talk about it would be to spoil stuff. Like way bigger stuff than just Matt Damon being in it. And Matt Damon's not in this.
Fucking spoiler. I thought he was in it.
No, he's not.
Hey, stop spoiling when people aren't in the movie, Andy.
But Colm Meaney is in it.
stop spoiling the fact that Matt Damon is or isn't in movies.
Okay.
I go to every movie going, this could be the one.
Is Matt Damon in it? I don't know.
I'm just, look, I live in hope and I die in despair every time I go to the movies.
Well, it's a Ghostbusters remake and there were four dudes in the last one, so I'm feeling pretty good about my odds. God damn it.
It has oceans in the title. Disney's Oceans, damn it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said, God damn it. What really I meant was, Matt, damn it.
Oh, my gosh. That has to be a swear. That has to be a swear that we start saying. Matt, damn it.
Oh, if we can remember this next week, I will try.
Matt, damn it. Oh, I'm going to start saying it to the kids. Matt, damn it. Get off the couch.
Nice.
I don't know why that's always my go-to thing of telling a kid to do. I've never yelled at a child, any of my kids to get off the couch.
No, constantly. Constantly. Because it's like, the couch is not a jungle gym. A day later, the couch is not a jungle gym. A day later, Matt Damon, get off the couch!
Oh, couch is totally a jungle gym.
Oh.
Fucking, just let that shit happen.
Yeah, well, the couch
like
is
you didn't play on the couch.
The couch
kid.
Is getting old, and like, there's already some sections. It's like, we're gonna need a new couch soon. So you know, like, let's not hasten how quickly that expense has to go because we also need to repaint the house. So fuck the couch, fix the house.
What?
Well, the house keeps like the weather out,
but via paint.
Well, the paint keeps like the siding and shit from deteriorating with the weather. The sun, rain, ice, high winds.
Says Tim, who does not own a house.
Yep.
You know how it gets windy there when like it's Santa Ana and all the... Well, no, actually, that would be from Southern California, and neither of you two northern motherfuckers would have any idea what that's like.
I'm a southern, sir.
I lived in Southern California for
that
a number
true.
Of years.
Yes, you did.
That number was two.
Did you experience Santa Ana's while you were there?
Did I ever? I was like, oh y'all, man, all you experience is Santa Ana. This is the shit, man.
Oh. That's when it gets really hot and dry and the air comes from the desert instead of the ocean. And you get like strong winds with it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Tim does not pay attention to life.
I've heard of it before. Okay. I've never been like, oh. This one feels particularly dry and wapid.
Oh, you would have noticed.
And what, wapid?
Wapid. This wind is wapid. Documentary.
Documentary.
I'm a wapist.
Whoa.
Have you seen how he treats girl Bugs Bunny?
Elmer Fudd?
Yeah. Where Bugs Bunny dresses up as a girl and all of a sudden Elmer Fudd's chasing her. I didn't see him put the gun down.
All right. Check your pwivwich.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I think
I'm
that's
sorry,
the
Tim.
Term of 2015 that, like, one of them I hate the most. I'm like, yes, I understand, but fucking every time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, as I can't remember who pointed, I think it was a Cracked article, like, people don't use it as in, like, and let me, you know, let's have this conversation and you could learn from it and grow from it. And you know, but it's just like, no, it's just a, look, I'm right. You're wrong. Stop talking. Check your privilege. Goodbye.
Yes. It's an immediate
like,
attempt
effective.
To balloon up to the moral high ground and then shit off of it.
Bonds below.
What? That's... Did you say bombs below?
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
That's some shitting off the moral high ground.
Yes.
No. I got what it was. But just like bombs below is a thing everybody says.
Yeah.
That's totally a thing, right?
It is. And
is
speaking
it?
Of shitting off the moral high ground, I would highly recommend watching Childhood's End. It was 6 hours, but well spent.
Wait, what?
I was going back to the thing I was reviewing. We wandered away and I realized I hadn't actually said whether I liked it or not.
I forgot you were reviewing something.
I forgot you were on this call.
What? Who?
Yeah. Uncalled for.
I know. So mean.
Wait,
your mother's going to have a stern talking to
so
you.
So, well, you were watching a movie called Childhood. Oh, is that the sci-fi movie?
Yeah, that's
the
sci-fi
about?
Miniseries.
Oh,
yes,
I don't think
I've
ever heard the name for some reason.
Ah, Childhood's End. Childhood's End. Childhood's End. You probably didn't hear it because I said it first as. And then had to try it.
Six fucking hours?
Well, 6 hours with commercials. So, like, overall time is probably closer to, like, five.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's a miniseries. Miniseries are bigger than movies.
I got time
for that.
He's
only got, like...
Think of it like a short TV show.
He's only got, like, 8 days left to watch movies.
It's like one season of Sherlock.
Tim's right. I got much time left.
I love that you're using January to try to catch up on all this stuff. Like, this is the long, dark tea time of the soul for film release.
It's mostly because the shows I watch were ending in July.
Ah.
And I was like, well, I made it this far. I'd kind of like to see how things wrap up.
You mean ending in January?
Yeah. Except for Walking Dead, which I'm just going to be like, fuck it.
Now you'll still go to a movie if your friend invites you to a movie, right?
Yeah. If Tim is like, oh, Deadpool. Noah, would you like to go see Deadpool? Which I would.
Yes, I would. Thank you for asking, Noah. Would you want to see it?
Then I would go. I think mostly it's just a exercise in trying to, my downtime, not watch TV and do something else. Like, if I'm
Deadpool.
Social with somebody, like, that's different. Like
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool. I'm on it.
Despite the fact that Ryan Reynolds is in it, I don't think I'm going to get my wife to see that one.
Really? Or maybe you'll just catch me like hanging out around a movie theater. It's like, invite me to a movie, sir.
Hey, you want to be social while watching assistive listening devices?
Deadpool starting in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good way to make a friend.
Noah, the cinematic vampire. He must be invited in.
I told you about What We Do in Shadows, right?
Yes, I haven't gotten around to that one yet, but it's on my list. I will probably have watched that before we record Tancast again. I also still haven't watched Ex Machina, which is also on my to-do list.
That is also very good. Obviously, they're both good.
It really comes down to what
different movies.
I'm going to watch one of them when I'm in the mood for a comedy and one of them when I'm in the mood for a thriller.
That's a good plan, because that's what they are.
Yep. I figured.
But actually, he's going to pick the wrong one from what you were thinking he's going to watch.
Indeed.
He's going to watch the thriller when he's in the mood for a comedy, and the comedy when he's in the mood for a thriller. Because he likes disappointment.
Let's take a guy in a bunker with a robot. See how things work out, psychologically.
They work out well. I don't think I've seen any movies or TV shows since we were last together.
Then you're slacking. Because you got a ticking clock, sir.
I know.
I saw Supergirl. I'm keeping up on that. Uh-huh. They are really bringing in a lot of things. Like, it turns out almost everybody on the show is from the DC universe in some way. Like, people you thought were just a character they made up for the show turns out to be the son of a villain from the DC universe.
Hmm.
So you've got, well, the boss of their, Supergirl works with this alien agency, was Hank Henshaw. And if you read the comics, mm-hmm. You know that that guy eventually turns into this cyborg Superman.
Yep.
However, it turns out...
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
There was an alien impersonating Hank Henshaw, and that was the Martian Manhunter. And that's who's been on the show the whole time.
Well, that's a spoiler for me, so touche.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a major spoiler. I'm pretty cool with it.
I mean, it kind of is, but you see it. Most people guessed from the first time his eyes glow red, like when he walked off camera. Like, you know, like everybody else is walking away from him and his eyes just glow red. Which is a stupid thing. Noah likes to point this out. Or Noah has pointed this out in the past. Like, people who can shapeshift in movies often shapeshift at the random time just to show us, the audience,
yep.
that they can shapeshift. But, like, why would you do that right there? Yeah, they are out of your immediate eye line, but who knows who else is going to walk around that corner in any second.
Yeah, or, like, they're just walking away from you. They could turn around. Oh, Hank, hey, what the fuck's up with your eyes? Yeah, I don't know, Tim, have you been watching Gotham?
Never.
Ah, well, it's a very good show.
No.
But there's a bit of that in there, too, where it's like you realize, like, wait, that name sounds familiar, and then you look it up, and you're like, oh, that's Hush's father.
Shush.
Yes.
Hush, was I telling him to be quiet about spoilers?
Wait, is Hush the name of the guy? I think Hush is the name of the guy. Yeah.
Wait, from the comic book?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought that was Elseworlds.
All right, now we're talking... Oh, yep, what? Huh?
What?
I would say I thought that might have been an Elseworlds story, but maybe not.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Technically, all these are Elseworlds stories.
Well, yes.
Stories.
Oh, Tim, we're running over.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like, we're grasping at straws. Let's wrap this up.
Yes, let's do it. There's lots of good shows on TV. Go watch them all, unless you're Noah, and fuck him. Blackish.
Hey, you know what? Fuck Andy. Fuck Karen.
Oh, dear. Oh no.
Superstore. I don't know if you guys have been watching that. That is a pretty good comedy.
Fuck, you suck at wrapping up things.
Just tossing it out.
I'm going to bring in some new information instead of wrapping things up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Andy.
I'm trying to wrap it up with a little bit of bow. And I'm giving
you know
all
what, Tim? I did watch some movies. Let me tell you about them now.
I
hate you.
No. Remember, never trust Andy. Fucking wrap it up on time.
Not today, looking at your butthole in the mirror.
This week I hate not being able to guess who had to admit to looking at their butthole in the mirror.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Man, like, I guess it's out of curiosity, right? Like, do you never see it? You're like, I wonder what it fucking looks like back there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It does not look good. Like,
no.
Well, no.
It's like, very, very, very few people have pretty buttholes, and I am not one of them. No.
Very few people have pretty buttholes. And other poems.
I think men's bodies are just kind of like a wreck and ruin anyway. Like, it probably has a big thing to do with me being straight. But like balls are awful.
They're like elbow skin.
Yeah, but like, they're like old elbow skin. Like, it's just started to like depart from the body. It's like if you could combine like elbow skin and armpit funk and like old lady underarm waddle, that's that's balls.
Now, Tim, I want to hear Maya Angelou reciting a poem about buttholes.
Who doesn't? Mostly because it means she's alive again.
The cage bird sings when it can see its own butthole in the mirror.
Is she reading it snap poetry style?
Yeah.
My Angelou got a lot cooler.
Whoa, man. I bent over in front of the mirror.
Winking back at me, a third brown eye.
Oh, wow. No. You know, that's it. I'm stopping. That was fucking good, Andy.
Thank you.
That's the topper. Put it on.
Did it beat Thanking Sun?
Oh, that shit was shit.
Yay! It really was one of those you had to be there kind of situations. So the point of the story was more just to tell you guys, I had this moment at work where I was like, this is it. That's the best work joke. Because you can't be dirty at work.
Cock of the walk. You were the walk cock.
Well, I didn't mean the best ever. I just meant like mine. That is my, I knew I hit my peak.
Peak this nuts.
Yeah, peak these nuts. Talk about how they look like old lady underarms. All right, I'm done recording.